Well, we're down here in Wallace as our football tour of the area teams continues. Logan Pabin, the head coach of the football team. And how are the troops looking so far here as you get into game week?
We're looking pretty solid. We had a lot of guys show up this summer, and they were in the weight room, and they were working really hard. We had a couple seniors graduate last year, but we had a lot of young guys play last year, and I think they're ready for some more time, some more varsity time this year.
You got your 1,000-yard rusher back from last year, Ashton John, so that's pretty good. You got some other key players back?
Yeah, so we got Ashton back. Colt Franklin was our starting quarterback, and then we had Ivan Aceves is our senior running back, but then we also have some other kids that didn't play as much last year, but they're going to play a lot this year. Colby Holm will be a sophomore. Carson Lang, a sophomore, also played some varsity. And then Tyson Sullivan, who played some varsity minutes as well. So we got a lot of young guys that are going to be seeing the field a lot more this year that I got to see a little bit last year.
Mm-hmm. You know, and a lot of preseason is just looking at different combinations. You kind of know athletically and experience-wise what you're going with, but probably trying different things and trying to ingrain good habits, I would imagine, would be the bulk of your time.
Yeah, so this year we're really working on character, and we're trying to build some character into these guys and talking about how football is very important. It can teach you a lot of life lessons, but we're mainly focused on being a good person when they get out of the program. That football is only – it's a limited time, football is, and we're trying to get them to understand that. And when they get out, what do they want to do and how they're going to treat people and all that, and just be a good person is what we're kind of focusing on this year, and just that build that character in them.
Yeah. And usually that transfers over into any endeavor in life. So those are good lessons to learn. Perseverance, you got to have that for sure on the football field, because things don't go right easy to hang your head, and then things go bad in a hurry.
Yes, and I'm a big person on the players are the reflection of their coach. So if I'm out there going crazy, if a ref missed a call or had a bad call or whatever, then, I mean, the kids are going to do that. But if I stay calm and we focus up and focus on the next play, I think that's what the kids are also going to do. So, I mean, it all starts with me first and reflecting on myself, and then it reflects onto the kids and just helping them be who they need to be as well.
Mm-hmm. You lean on your returners, of course, to, do the leading and kind of help keep the team together, but you need younger guys too when you're at a small school. Yeah. And you're playing six-man football. Yeah. You better have some guys that are ready to step into maybe larger roles than they were even expecting. Do you feel like you've seen flashes of that from some of your younger players, that they can help you out?
I think so. Yeah, like I said, Colby Holm and Carson Lang were freshmen last year. They played some varsity minutes. Tobin Pellister will be a freshman this year, and he'll kind of step into that role what Carson and Colby did last year. He'll play some varsity. We'll get him in there. And you kind of have those growing pains with the freshmen, but you also got to know, okay, like, the pains are going to get better as the season goes along, and they're going to get better. And then when they're juniors and seniors, they're going to already have that varsity minutes. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely worth the pain.
Yeah. You got to do in this six-man game, you got to run, but teams are gearing up to stop Ashton. So you got to have a good passing game too. Is that something you're hoping will come along as the season goes along?
Yeah, I think so. And Colt is really – and he was a sophomore last year as well. So we had a lot of younger classmen in those big roles. And we went to the Epic Shootout this summer, and that helped Colt a lot. And he's reading the field a lot better. And that was one of the things that, yes, we need to use the passing game, because Colt can throw. And we have some other weapons around Ashton that is going to take the load off of him that we can use when people load up the box against him, that we were able to get the ball into some different kids' hands and they're able to make some plays.
Yeah. You feel like you got some good blockers too that'll help open some holes for you?
I think so, yeah. And that's the one thing that was our focus last year, was blocking and tackling. And it's always a focus this year too, because that's the one thing that I tell our guys all the time. If we can block, we can tackle, and we can win the turnover battle, I mean, we should be in every single game. So those are our main three things that we focus on, and this year I think we're going to be better, because it was, some of the games was not very good blocking last year. So we're trying to improve that. So
what about your defense? Do you feel pretty good about that heading into the season?
I do. I feel really good. There was a couple games last year that our defense won us the games, where our offense, just being, having a new system last year, I think was the biggest thing. Like having the new system, figure out who we needed to block and how long we needed to block him. But the defense was, I wanted to be aggressive, and that we had a close game against Paxton and Med Valley that were pretty low scoring for six man. And our defense held on and won us those two games, and that helped us get the spot in the playoff last year.
Okay. Well, evidently somebody doesn't like you too much, because they give you Arthur out of the gate. So Obviously one of the best, you know, blue blood six man programs in the state of all time for sure. But, you know, the way to look at that, I guess, and your approach, I'm guessing, is just tell the kids, hey, we're going to find out a lot about ourselves. Let's go out, and maybe they're overlooking us, or, you know, maybe they're taking us lightly, and just go out and play your best and see where it falls, huh?
Yeah, I think one of the things last year, too, is we played them twice, and that first game, they definitely took it to us, and they exposed all our weaknesses, and I think hindsight, that was a good thing. And then we got them in the playoffs, and we were playing toe-to-toe with them, and some things didn't go our way, but I mean, Arthur, like you said, is a good program, and the one thing that you can expect from Arthur is they're going to be ready for you, and we're going to be ready for them as well. And I expect another good game, and they are well coached, and they just have always had that, just a good team. Every year they're always a good team, but this year we're really working on being ready for them, and I expect it to be a close game and just a battle, and those are going to be fun. Whether we win or lose, we're going to come and we're going to battle Arthur, and we're going to be ready for them, or they're going to be ready for us.
Mm-hmm. You know, how do you feel about your schedule overall? Are you pretty, pretty much the same as last year? Obviously, they just flipped the sights on it. So do you feel like most of the teams you play are going to be improved, or did some teams drop off, you think?
I'm going to say I think almost all of our teams in our district and on our schedule are going to be a lot better than they were last year, which is good, but we're also going to be better than we were last year, I believe. But, I mean, you have some of the schools, like I know Medicine Valley is going to be better. SEM, they lost some people. But, I mean, when you're in the state championship game, you build that culture. So they're going to be tough. But, I mean, we had four out of the six teams make the playoffs last year out of our district. And Paxton was 17. They were the first ones out. Yeah. And, like I said, Medicine Valley is going to be way better. But I think overall, if we can stay healthy and we can do the things we need to do, I think we can come on top of our district, but we got to do the right things, because everybody's wanting to come be the top, and Southwest is going to be a lot better. We played Houston Builder last year, and I still think he is going to be the best player in the state. So he's good, and they're going to be, again, I think we took them a little bit by surprise last year, and they're going to be ready for us. Coach Arterburn does a great job with those guys, and they're going to be ready. But it's going to be, I think we have the best district, the toughest district in six-man football, for sure.
That's saying a lot. Coach Pavin, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it. Look forward to following the Wildcats, and hopefully get a string of W's and at least make the playoffs. You know, that's your goal, overall goal, Rob, be one of those top 16.
Yes, and we'll do our best, and hopefully we stay healthy, and we have a decent season this year. So thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Let's visit now with a member of the Wildcat football team. Colt Franklin is with me. Junior, right, this year?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Back to pilot the club on offense at quarterback?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Was last year your first year running the offense?
No, I had to start my first game as a freshman at quarterback due to some injuries, but I didn't play quarterback the whole freshman year.
Okay.
So sophomore year was my first year playing quarterback the whole year.
All right. You were at the helm the whole season, and you get to hand the ball off to Ashton Johns. That's a pretty comforting thought to have him back, huh?
Yeah, it is. He was a stud for us last year. It's always nice knowing that he's back there to give the ball to.
Doesn't need much room, and he's, as I recall, I did that playoff game last year against Arthur, and he's he's got to be reckoned with and hard guy. You want to keep a lot of guys if you're a defense, you know, not let him get outside or give him a seam, right?
Yep. He's pretty hard to go against on the defensive end, but when we're on defense, it's always nice to go against him. You know, iron sharpens iron.
For sure. You lost some good guys, but you got a lot of experience returning. So how's it looking heading into the season?
It's always nice having those younger guys come in, see what they're going to do. Most important thing is during the summer, you know, if they're lifting, coming to camps with us. And then finally, when these summer camps come around, we can put all our guys together and see what we can really do.
You kind of get a glimpse during the summer of the team you can become. But here in the 3 weeks leading into the season opener, do you get a real good idea of where you're at and what kind of team you can be?
Yeah, this week before the game, that's where our true colors are really going to show. It's nice to see that.
For sure. Besides Ashton, who do you like out there? Who do you think is going to lead the way on the field?
I think our new transfer, Braden Gardner, I think he's going to be a key factor on our offense. And our other returning back, Ivan Aceves, I think he's going to be pretty good too. And we had Tyson Sullivan come off the bench last year, and I think he's going to step up for a bigger role this year.
Okay. Do you think your offense is going to be a little more productive this year?
I do. We've been working on blocking, and it's just really fun to see everybody working hard every day.
Okay. Talk about your role on defense, and how's that looking going into the season?
We're just hoping to compete with every team, and it'll just be a great season for us if we can compete with every team that we play against.
Okay. And it all starts Friday against Arthur, and the team that got you twice last year, but you played them a lot tougher in the playoffs. I know they lost some key players, but they always seem to reload down there. Do you kind of look at them as kind of a test for you out of the gate to see how you stack up against one of the best in the state?
Yeah, you know, we're always looking to compete against the best, and Arthur County, they just have that culture, and we just want to come in there and we want to compete with the best all season long.
Okay. What's the goal overall for the team this season?
I think for the whole season, we want to come into every town, even if it's at Wallace, and we just want to compete. That's all we want to do is just compete with every team we play.
Okay. Give yourself a chance to win every game. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, as long as we have a chance, that's what we're really looking for.
Okay, and then hopefully break through and be in the top 16 so you can get that playoff experience, right?
Yes, sir. That would be nice.
Okay. What's the best thing about playing for Coach Pavin down here in Wallace?
I think he's really introduced a new culture for us, something that's been new for us, and it's just a lot of development for everybody, and it's new, and it's exciting, and it's something that we all have fun doing.
Okay. Colt Franklin has been our guest down here with the Wallace football team. Colt, thanks so much for your time. Go out there and enjoy this fall football season.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.